Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Mary Mansfield with the Pella Area Community and Economic Alliance joins us on today's program to preview Thursdays in Pella and Fridays after 5. Well, Mary, first of all, it's good to be talking to you again here on the air, and it is, I don't know if hard to believe is the right word, but certainly summertime is here after a busy year in the Tulip City, and Thursdays in Pella have returned, and they will return coming up in June and July every Thursday in our Central Park. First of all, let our listeners know what it means just to be back again and to have live entertainment and activities up on our square.
We're just so excited to kick off summer again, and with everything that's gone on, I think everyone's excited to be able to do some fun activities and some things going on and mix and mingle again.
Well, and for folks who aren't familiar with Thursdays in Pella, kind of give them a little bit of an overview of what each week will look like, and then we'll break down some of the individuals. But on a typical Thursday, when do things start, and what are some of the usual suspects up there, so to speak?
So Pace Alliance presents the Thursdays in Pella every Thursday in June and July, as you said. And I like to say it's a big festival for everyone, a community festival. Activities start about 6 o'clock. We have different activities on the Tulip Torn, whether it be a magician or live music or a presentation. And that goes on. And then at 8 o'clock, the city band comes on. And then throughout the Central Park, we have lots of activities, crafts, informative information booths. Sometimes you'll see an animal, maybe a big tractor, just lots of stuff. And then, of course, we have our food vendors down there as well.
Well, and let's go through the themes this year. What are some of the different, I guess, themed activities each week and themed entertainment? What are the main topics each Thursday?
So this week is our first one, and it's called Fam Fest, and it is hosted by Families First of Pella and sponsored by Community First Credit Union. And this is one of the favorite nights because we have the bike rodeo then that the Pella Cycling Club puts on with various sponsors, Pella Medical Clinic, Van Wyck State Farm, Iowa Bike Company, Vanderbeek Photography, and Blank Children's Hospital. And with a helmet and a bike, each person gets to participate in that. So that's a fun thing. The book bike will be down there as well as some other activities. And then later in this year, next week's theme is Race and Rev, and the World of Outlaws will be there. So that's exciting. Lots of race activities. Then we'll have a game night. We'll have our Ag in the City, which is always popular with everyone. We have our Stars and Stripes night, which is actually going to celebrate right before 4th of July, and it's going to celebrate us as a home-based Iowa community. So we have some exciting things coming that night that haven't been down at the square before. We have a market and music. We have a Jolly in July, which is a Christmas theme that will coincide with the Ridiculous Days. We have a Maid in Marion County, and then we'll wrap it up with our Animals in Action.
So as we think about the Thursdays, and you mentioned again, the first one coming up this Thursday, we'll have the Little Big Red Radio there every week with updates and all the above. Kind of the focus of this, and you talked about having a big festival, but we want to clarify, it's for families and for children of all ages.
Absolutely. Everyone of all ages, I say, from the young to the old to everyone in between, there's something there that all can enjoy.
Thursday nights are going to be all about the families, and then an event that's kind of had an off and on tradition that's been kind of built is enjoying our Molengrat Plaza on Friday nights. And as I understand, Fridays after 5, meant for the more adult and young professional crowd, adults of all ages, I should say, will be taking place again and returning this year as well.
That's right. We're on. It's back on. Fridays after 5 are back. Our first one's going to be June 4th, and we are super excited. It's going to be from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. We have live music down there from Lucas Beebe. And then Liberty Street Kitchen has gone in conjunction with us, and they'll be providing a cash bar. And then they will also have food for purchase. It's free admission. And actually, this year, everyone's welcome. So we've done things a little differently where everyone of all ages can come. So hopefully everyone comes down and enjoys it. And there's also a little surprise for this first event, and that's there's a new nonprofit organization that was developed, and they are actually going to present themselves at a kickoff event that night. They're called the Spirit of Pella, and they will give some sneak peeks and a little bit about themselves and just some upcoming community projects.
And if people have questions, they want to see all the details of all the different activities, whether it's Thursdays in Pella or Fridays after 5, the Pace Alliance website is a good place to go.
Absolutely. Pace Alliance website. We also have events on our Facebook page, or of course, as always, you can always call Pace Alliance.
And if people have any, you know, they want to be listening for any cancellations, delays, changes, updates, all the above, where's the place they should go?
Andrew, they should go to KNIA KRLS 92.1.
Once again, that was Mary Mansfield with the Pace Alliance previewing the upcoming Thursdays Impella and Fridays After 5. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.